VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says President Trump will be traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The announcement comes as the president shows no signs of budging from his demand for more than $5 billion for a wall along the border. A partial government shutdown continues.
We obviously want to resolve this issue with Congress. That's a priority. We feel that the Democrats are delaying this process.
White House Director of Strategic Communications Mercedes Schlapp says the goal is to find the resources to secure the border.
As we know, this is not only a humanitarian crisis that we're seeing in the southern border, but we're also seeing a national security crisis.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi intends to begin passing individual bills to reopen agencies in the coming days.
AP's Ed Donahue reporting. U.S. and Chinese negotiators began trade talks Monday in Beijing, the world's two largest economies, now trying to come up with a way to end their tariff fight. U.S.-China trade talks opened Monday in Beijing with negotiators for the world's two biggest economies trying to resolve the tariff disputes. U.S. and Chinese officials expressed optimism before the two-day talks, but Beijing at the same time complained about the sighting of the USS McCambo destroyer and what it said were Chinese waters near disputed islands in the South China Sea. U.S. forces in Syria have a plan to place for their much-talked-about withdrawal, only it will likely not see all of them leave the fight against the Islamic State terror group anytime soon. The 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria are part of the fight against the Islamic State terror group, and they have been approved for a framework for the withdrawal. That's according to a Pentagon spokesperson. Robertson, or the framework, is a conditioned base and will not subject troop withdrawal to an arbitrary timeline, according to the spokesperson. He said the Pentagon would not discuss any specific citing security concerns. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Tesla Monday.